Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two superfans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasonal opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Danny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes. So today it's Danny by himself. No Brenda. Because they just had their second baby, so yeah. She's home watching the babies.
Yeah, she'll be listening, though.
She'll be a super fan.
She is a super fan, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Today's episode is season 1, episode 21, called The One with the Fake Monica. It aired on April
27, 1995. Okay. Last week, when Junior was here, we were talking about these episodes aired before you guys were born. Because in 1995, Junior was not even born yet, you know? So then he was saying that he was curious to see if there was an episode around his birthday when he was actually born, like the year and, you know, the date or whatever. And so the reason why I'm bringing it up is because this one aired April 27th, which was your dad's birthday.
Right.
So they just made me think about that because, you know, we were talking about, I wonder if there's an episode that aired around somebody's birthday. And so this one, it's funny that we were talking about that last week and now this week.
It's actually on his birthday.
It's on his
actual birthday. How old was he during that?
1995. I don't know.
Too much math. Daisy.
I don't know. 1995.
Our math expert says.
He's 57.
57.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. So the synopsis. Monica meets a woman who helps her live out her fantasies. Ross' pet monkey becomes sexually mature and makes everyone crazy. In the pre-intro scene, we're at Rachel and Monica's apartment. They're looking at, like, papers. And they're looking at, it's Monica's credit statements. Someone stole her credit card number and have been making purchases. Monica's upset at all the charges they've made. Rachel tells her credit that the credit card people told her she only has to pay for what she bought. Monica tells her that she knows, but it's reckless spending. Ross responds that if someone steals your credit card, they have already thrown out the caution to the wind. And Chandler is, you know, still looking at the statement and says, "Wow, what a geek. They spent $69.95 on a Wonder Mop." And Monica tells him that that was her purchase.
It's weird. I was looking up stuff about this episode, and it said that the DVD version, that it was Monica at a restaurant with her mom, that it wasn't like that. So it made me want to...
Looking at credit card statements?
I don't know. It just said, like, in the DVD version that the opening credits... Oh. Was at a restaurant with her mom.
Oh, really? Wow.
So I wanted to find it, and I should have done that before to verify. But I was like, I kind of want to get the CDs now to double check.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because I used to watch them on Rosalba's CDs, and I don't remember that. So I don't know.
I know. I keep saying that I want to buy them
I think you guys compare. Should.
We definitely should.
I keep saying that, but now maybe I should. Yeah. I should really.
It's on our cart on Amazon.
Oh, but that's weird. So it's a whole different setting.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to check, but it did say that it had a different credit than in the restaurant.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Marcel then starts humping the lamp. Ross tells him to stop doing that, and the monkey runs to Rachel's room. Ross tells them that it's just a phase and it's not a big deal. We hear Rachel yelling at Marcel to stop it and calls him a bad monkey. She comes out and tells them that Curious George doll is no longer curious.
I always thought Curious George was like a late, early 2000s cartoon until I seen that right there. And I was like, oh, wow, I wonder how old that show is then.
Old.
Yeah, yeah, it's really old. And then they had like the books too. I used to read a lot of the books.
Mm. I thought it was like an early 2000s show because I was watching it. And then, you know, the quality didn't look old like that. Mm. So I don't know.
1939?
Curious George?
George.
Oh, wow.
So you're way off. Yeah.
I wonder if he had the man with the yellow hat in the 1939 version.
No, he was just in the jungle by himself.
That's Tarzan.
They were friends. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Later at night, at Monica and Rachel's apartment, Monica's still up looking at her bill. Rachel comes out from her room. Rachel tells her, "You're not still looking over that thing." Monica tells her that woman is living her life and she's doing it better than her. She buys tickets to plays and that she wants to see. She buys clothes from stores that she would not. She spends $300 on art supplies. Rachel tells her she's not an artist, and Monica replies that she might be if she has supplies. Monica continues and tells her that she could do all that stuff, only that she doesn't.
I wonder how much was her credit bill. I mean, her credit
limit. I was still wondering. It must have been like a lot of pages since everybody had like, you know, all the pages.
No, I mean, how much was her credit limit that she's using all this kind of stuff? That too,
yeah. Yeah. Who
knows? I know, because plays are not cheap.
And Monica, I'm sure she's not she's not a spender.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so it's probably the foil.
Yeah. So it's probably like, she probably had a lot.
I wonder how wonderful this mop is if it's like $70, though. Wonder mop.
It's a thing in 1995 for $70
mop. For $70 mop, must have been.
It must have cleaned the floor really good. At least it better.
Because even now, you could get a freaking a Swifter for like $30.
Monica continues and tells her she could do all that stuff, only that she doesn't. She then wants to compare. She doesn't go horseback riding in the park, and she does not take classes at the new school. She tells Rachel that this is so unfair, and she's got everything she wants and doesn't have her mother. So in other words, she's saying that that lady's lucky.
Yeah.
She's living her life and doesn't have to deal with her mom. Yeah. I see. At Central Perk, Joey and Chandler are discussing stage names. Joey Pipponi. Joey says that's too ethnic. His agent wants something more neutral. Chandler suggests Joey Switzerland. Joey then tells him that he could just also go with Joe. Joey makes him sound like he's this big, so he shows like, right?
Oh, yeah, small.
Like a small. Yeah. And, you know, as he makes that gesture with his hands to show how big, the waitress comes and, you know, to bring them coffee. She gives him like a funny look. And he quickly adds, which I'm not. Chandler suggests Joe Stalin. Joey says that name sounds familiar, and when Chandler tells him that it doesn't ring a bell to him, Joey writes the name down, Joe Stalin, and he thinks it's pretty good. Chandler then suggests Joseph. Joey likes the idea and writes it down. He says, I think you would remember that. Chandler says, oh yes, Bye Bye Birdie, starring Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin is a fiddler on the roof. He's so mean.
Yeah.
He's so mean because he thinks he knows where he's heard that name somewhere, but he doesn't know from where. I had to search it up because I wasn't sure. But then they do talk about it later on, mm-hmm. on who Joe Stalin or Joseph Stalin is.
Yeah, he was not a good person.
No. Mm-hmm. Yep. At the girls' apartment, Monica is there. Rachel and Phoebe enter. Monica is on the phone. The fake Monica is taking classes, and the real Monica wants to go and see who this person is that has her life. Both Rachel and Phoebe don't think it's a good idea. She thinks she's losing it and it's becoming a weird obsession. Phoebe tells her that this is madness. It's madness, I tell you. For the love of God, Monica, don't do it. And then she says, thank you. Like she was performing. Yeah, like it was a performance. Yeah. That was funny. She's so cute. And then I don't know if it was part of their script that they were supposed to, but when she's doing that, they show both Monica and Rachel, and either they're laughing because they're supposed to laugh or they're breaking. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I think they do that a lot in the episodes. Mm. And a lot of it is Rachel. She's always like laughing in the back. So I think it's just like natural. I don't think they're told to like laugh.
I like Phoebe's little dance after that. Did you see that?
Okay. I don't remember her dance.
No?
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
No, there was like she did like a little dance after that. No.
I'm trying to remember because we just seen it right now, mm-hmm. but I just can't remember.
I just remember she went like scene or like she just finished.
I just remember her doing this, like something like the with her hand, like her hands.
Yeah, after that she starts like doing like a little dance.
Oh, it was more like just kind of like bopping like towards her.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember now.
Oh, okay. At the tap class, the girls come in. Rachel asks, which one do you think she is? The teacher comes up to them and asks, may I help you? Monica tells her, no thanks. They're here just to observe. The teacher then replies that you don't observe a dance class. You dance a dance class. She tells them that they're spare shoes. Do you just put random shoes on?
It's not no goddamn high heels like that.
I know. People will be sweating in them.
Well, I mean, you also get rentals at freaking bowling alleys. But
you're supposed to, they're supposed to like
clean them.
Clean them spray and spray them with stuff, which how good of a job do they do anyway? But at least
they're not in a box in the.
They're not in a box, just on the, in like, mm-hmm. I don't know what they were on, but just a whole bunch of shoes.
Milk crate. It was like a milk crate.
And then you just have to look for your shoe size.
Just whiff each one that you pick up.
Like, they should have like set it up better where they had them like maybe nicely, like a rack or something with different, like, you know, I don't know, just to make it seem like they have like some kind of system going here with different sizes.
Yeah.
Because you're going to just pick out random shoes from a box.
Like a smelly pile.
And then you have to search for your size. Yeah. And then they found their shoe size really fast because they put them on. And
that was really fast, yeah.
As they are putting on their shoes, Monica asks if they see anybody that could be her. Just then, the teacher says, people, last time there was some empty yogurt containers lying around after class. Let's not have that happen again. Rachel then tells Monica that could be her. Just then, the music starts and everyone starts dancing. Monica is not a good dancer. She says, I'm not getting this. Phoebe.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm so getting this.
Phoebe's being Phoebe while dancing, and she says she's totally getting this. Monica says, did you ever feel like sometimes you're just so unbelievably uncoordinated? And just then we see Rachel perfectly in sync with the rest of the class, and Monica gives her a look. Rachel says, what? You just click when they click. I'm surprised that she's as good as she was. I wouldn't.
You surprised what?
I'm surprised that Rachel was as good as she was.
Yeah. Why? Why
is that? I don't know. I would think that Monica would be more coordinated than her. I don't know why.
But then again, I feel like Rachel would be good because wasn't she like good at things in high school where Monica was kind
of. Well, she was more popular because of, I guess, her looks. I almost wouldn't say she has talent.
Oh.
I don't know.
Was she ever like. Talent. I don't know if they've said anything that I've missed, but did she do anything in high school like cheerleading or anything?
She did cheerleading.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she did cheerleading.
So maybe she that's why. Okay.
Yeah.
The teacher then tells everyone to pair up and the three girls are unsure how to pair off, but Phoebe settles it. She says, "My dead mother says you are it. I'm with Rachel." Monica is upset and says it's like gym class all over again.
She was always last picked.
Or she didn't have a partner.
Oh, yeah, that's that.
Have you guys seen how Monica looked? Oh, no? Oh, okay. You guys are in for a surprise then.
The teacher tells her that she can come up to the front of and dance with her. She starts to walk very slowly toward the front of the room, and the teacher grabs her hand and pulls her. Suddenly, a woman bursts in. The woman apologizes for being late and asks, who's the tense girl? The teacher tells her it's her partner. The woman introduces herself as Monica. Monica is surprised, and she's about to introduce herself as Monica, but she stops herself and says, Mo Nana. It's Dutch. Fake Monica tells her she spent 3 years in Amsterdam and starts speaking Dutch.
Did you look up what she said?
No.
I did.
What did she say?
I seen it this morning.
We totally should have looked that up.
We should have looked it up, but I didn't.
would you like to dance or something like that?
Oh.
I looked it up like early this morning, so I can't remember exact the words, but it was like, would you like to dance with me or something?
Okay. I never even thought about searching it up.
Mm-hmm.
Monica tells her Pennsylvania Dutch. The teacher starts counting so they can start dancing.
I totally knew that that was the one that was going to be a fake Monica. I mean, obviously, when she walks in.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, they were searching for her. And I don't know, she just bursted in. I don't know. That's my opinion.
I didn't think about it. I was just like,
really?
Oh, okay. No.
Oh.
As soon as she bursted in, I was like,
I was that like, has they to need be a, right. They need to have like somebody that's going to like, you know, give it away. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I figured, well, because I've seen it before, but maybe that's why.
I don't think I even really thought about it. I just seen somebody coming in, and then when she introduced her, I'm like, oh, okay, that's the fake Monica then.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like say like, oh, that must be her. I don't think I had the enough time to even realize what was going on.
I think you were just watching.
I was just watching it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At Central Perk, Joey and Chandler are there. Ross walks in. He says hi in his mortified voice.
Hi. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
He tells them that he went to the vet. Chandler asks him, she's not going to make you wear one of those big plastic cones, is she? Ross tells them that the vet said Marcel's humping thing is not a phase. He's reached his sexual maturity. Joey turns to Chandler and tells him, hey, he beat you. Ross continues and tells them that she said as time goes on, he's going to start getting aggressive and violent. He tells them that he has to give him up. That was sad.
Yeah. I give props to Joey telling that Chandler, because usually it's like Chandler with the wisecracks against Joey. I feel like this was Joey's like payback. That was
pretty cool. As I was reading this, because I watched a little bit today when you were watching it, but I didn't see the whole thing. So when I was reading this line, that line specifically,
yeah,
I'm like, did I write the wrong name? Because I thought it should have been the other way around.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
So it is Joey saying that to Chandler.
Right.
Okay, because I'm like, maybe I made a mistake when I was writing this.
No, Joey does say a lot of jokes like about women towards Chandler. I think that's the only thing he really does say to him.
Because Chandler's
bad more, like with girls.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be like, okay. Some time passes. They're still at Central Perk. The guys are all sitting on the couch making monkey emojis.
Oh, yeah. The see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of cool. Yeah, so
one of them, Joey.
It was Joey.
Joey had his eyes closed.
Yeah.
Ross had his hands on his ears.
Yeah.
And Chandler had his mouth covered. Have you seen those emojis?
Yeah, I know, but it didn't like hit me till right now. You said the really? Monkey emojis, and I was like, oh fuck, for real. I just like realized that right now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You gotta remember, I watched these when I was like younger, so like a lot of things that I like, I'm always,
you probably
like,
didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like then, until you just said it, the monkey emojis. I was like, oh for real.
Yeah.
<It
did. laughs>
Yeah. Oh.
They're still talking about the monkey and how they can't believe this. Joey asks if there is any way he can keep him. Ross tells him no, because the vet told him that unless he is in a place where he has regular access to some monkey loving, he's going to get vicious. He said he has to get him in a zoo. Joey asks, how do you get a monkey into a zoo? Chandler responds, I know that one. No. That's the Pope's into a Volkswagen.
So if the monkeys don't have monkey loving, like they get vicious, I guess.
That's why.
Didn't we talk about this about a woman? She got her face like ripped off by a monkey because they do get vicious after a while. Yeah. So I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then Ross says, well, we're applying to a lot of them. Naturally, our first choice would be one of the bigger state zoos, you know, like San Diego. But that might just be a pipe dream because he's out of state. My vet knows someone in Miami, so that's a possibility. Then Chandler says, yeah, but that's two blocks away from the beach. I mean, it's a total party zoo.
They're making it seem like schools.
Like, yeah, it's like school. Like,
this is school.
Yeah, schools. Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe walk in. Phoebe tells them that they found the girl. Joey wants to know if they called the cops. Rachel tells them no, they took her out to lunch. Ross asks if she's insane. That woman stole from her. Monica replies that after you're with this woman for like 10 minutes, you forget all of that. She thinks she's this astounding person with an amazing spirit. Ross replies, yeah, she probably stole from some cheerleader. Chandler suddenly says, take off their hats. And Phoebe says, Pope's in the Volkswagen. I love that joke.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. I wrote it. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Monica, Rachel, and fake Monica are there. Monica tells Rachel what they did at the hotel. They told them that they were the Gunnarsons in room 615, only to find out the Boston Celtics had the entire sixth floor. Fake Monica continues the story, telling her that when they caught on to the fact that they were short and had breasts, they threw them out. And cannot believe that she was kicked out. Well, Monica.
Yeah, she's never done stuff like that.
Yeah, Monica's never
done. So she was happy that she did something out of her element.
Rachel tells them that they are not the only ones living the dream. She gets to go serve coffee to people she doesn't know. And then she exits. Fake Monica tells Monica that tomorrow they are going to be auditioning for a Broadway show. Monica says, excuse me? And fake Monica tells her that there's an open call for cats and they should sing Memories and make a complete fool of themselves. Monica tells her she can't. She can't even stand in front of a tap class. Fake Monica tells her that that's because she's Pennsylvania Dutch, right? Monica tells her, right. Until she bought a blow dryer and then she was shunned. Fake Monica tells her she used to be like her until she seen a movie that changed her life. She thought that movie was incredibly boring. She thought to herself, that's 2 hours of my life she's not getting back. And that thought scared her more than all the other crap. Monica tells her she would definitely not recommend Mrs. Doubtfire. I really don't get that.
Dude, I was going to ask you guys, I don't get that.
Have you guys seen the movie Dead Poets Society?
No.
Because that's the movie that they were talking about. But I mean,
have you seen that movie?
I
haven't seen it
either. Well, I saw that Robin Williams in that one as well, right?
Really?
I think I seen that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because I wanted to look it up, but I didn't like read into it. But I think it said that Robin Williams was in that movie as well.
Damn, now I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Is he on?
But I didn't get the whole Mrs. Doubtfire reference. Like, that one's more funnier.
Yeah. How can you not recommend it?
Yeah, I really didn't get it. I would definitely not recommend Mrs. Doubtfire. So I think it would help if we seen
Dead Poets Society.
Like that would help us understand what the difference between the two movies. Yeah, but I really didn't get it.
You looked up the movie?
I looked it up. Robin Williams is in there. It? Yeah.
I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, I think we should because I want to. I don't know what this meant. Like, yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire is a great movie. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we missed it.
Or maybe the other movie is just as good, but the fake Monica thought it was boring. So she's like, well, if you thought that movie was boring, don't watch Mrs. Doubtfire. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it.
One more thing, too, and I know it's probably not a big deal since the fake Monica is kind of, like, harmless. But, like, Rachel left her friend alone with this person who was a criminal, you know?
Yeah, but I think at this point, I think even Rachel thinks she's fun. I don't know.
I guess.
She's harmless. She's just doing, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, she is a criminal. And isn't it, like, conflict of interest or something? Like, now that she's hanging out with her and doing all these things, she could just say, well, I was with her spending it.
Yeah.
And then so everything else is going to get thrown out. You know?
That's what I was thinking at the end when it ended. That's what I thought. Like, she could easily just say we were hanging out.
Yeah, and then, I'm sure there's videos and stuff like security cameras and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thought exactly. Like, they could just say I was hanging out with her and then. Like,
oh yeah, we saw you guys together.
Well, and then I don't think Monica would want to press charges knowing. knowing her and liking her.
I think if she changed her mind, she would have to take all that debt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So she's going to be in charge of paying that back. So, I mean, yeah.
She might get stuck with it anyway. Yeah, they never talked about what happened after that. How long was she in jail for? All right, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Aunt Monica and Rachel's apartment. It was later on. Chandler, Ross, Phoebe, and Rachel are there. Ross is reading letters. Marcel didn't get into Scranton.
Yeah.
That was their safety zone. Joey walks in and is a bit upset. He tells them that there is already a Joseph Stalin. Chandler pretends like he's surprised and says, "You're kidding." Joey continues telling them that apparently he was this Russian dictator who slaughtered all these people. He tells Chandler, "You would think you would know that." Chandler replies, "You know, you would think I would have." Joey asks Phoebe what she thinks is a good stage name for him. She says, "Flame Boy."
That was funny. And, you know, that was so 90s there, too. Phoebe's on there on the couch with a Game Boy in her hand, like the original Game Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was, I thought that was pretty cool.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, really? I seen it in her hand. I was like, oh, man, I missed that.
At Central Park, Ross is talking to a zookeeper. Ross wants to know where exactly is this zoo. The zookeeper says it's technically not a zoo, per se. It's more like an interactive wildlife experience. He wants to ask more questions about Marcel. He wants to know if he fights with other animals. Ross tells him no. The zookeeper says even if he was cornered. Ross is concerned and says, "I don't know why." He continues asking questions like, how is he with handling small objects like a hammer or a blade or a small blade? Ross asks, why would he need a blade?
Yeah.
The zookeeper tells him if he's up against a jungle cat or an animal with horns, you've got to give the little guy something. Otherwise, it's just cruel. Oh, my gosh. It's cruel either way. Chandler and Joey walk in with Marcel. They are excited to tell him that Marcel got into San Diego. Ross is happy that he got in. The zookeeper tells him, "You're making a big mistake here. San Diego is all well and good, but if you give him to me, I'll start him off against a blind rabbit and give you 20% of the gains." Mm. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Rachel is dusting. She's dusting on top of like newspapers and stuff. Like she just picks them up and dusts underneath instead of actually cleaning. She's not cleaning.
I mean, it just shows you how much Rachel doesn't do when
doesn't Monica's, do anything and Monica does everything. And that apartment looks messy. Mm-hmm. Something that you don't see because she's so tidy. Monica is very tidy and clean. And now you see how Monica is changing because of the influence from the fake Monica, which we never learn her name, right? They never say what her real name is.
I don't think so.
No, they never do say her real name.
No. Monica walks in drunk. Rachel asks her where the hell has she been. She's been worried about her. Monica tells her that her and fake Monica crashed an embassy party. Rachel tells her that the restaurant called and they want to know if she's showing up for work. Monica tells her nope. She's going to the Big Apple Circus today. Rachel asks what is she doing? She's going to lose her job and that this isn't her. Monica tells her that it is her. She's not just a person who needs to fluff up pillows and pay bills as soon as they come in. She continues and says, when she's with her, she's much more than that. She's Monana. The phone rings and Rachel answers. It's for Monica. Monica answers and it's the credit card people that told her that that fake Monica has been arrested.
She looks really sad, but I mean, I get it, but at the same time, like, you know, she wasted all your credit card.
Yeah. But now she feels, I don't know, not free, not as uptight. I mean, look at her apartment. She's not.
Yeah.
She's not being like all stressed out about her house being clean or about her bills getting paid as soon as they come in. She's just being free and doing all these things that she never did.
Yeah.
At the corrections department, Monica is there visiting fake Monica. Monica is worried about fake Monica, and she asks her how she's doing. She tells her that she's not too bad. Fortunately, blue is her color. She then wants to know how did she know she was there. Monica then tells her that she's Monica Geller, and that it was her credit card that she was using. Fake Monica is surprised to learn that. Monica tells her that she was not the one that turned her in. Monica tells her that she has given her so much, and if it wasn't for her, she would have never gotten to sing Memories on stage at the Winter Garden Theater.
I would have been like, great, then get me out of here.
I know.
And we can continue doing all those things.
Yeah. Yeah. She tells her, what is she going to do without her? Who is she going to crash the embassy parties with? And who is going to take her to the Big Apple Circus? Fake Monica responds that she started her day peeing in front of 25 other women, and she's worried about who's going to take her to the Big Apple Circus. Monica tells her she's not worried, she's wondering. Fake Monica tells her that there's nothing to wonder about. She's going to go back to being exactly who she is because that's who she is. She tells her maybe it's the Amish thing. Then Monica confesses that she's not actually Amish. Fake Monica says, really? Then why are you like that?
That's funny. This part, it reminds me of that movie Identity Thief with Melissa McCarthy, where she steals like someone's identity, like credit card and all that. And at the end, I think they start becoming like, you know, friends.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, Identity Thief.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. I think that was pretty good. That's movie. How it goes. Mm-hmm. That was a good movie.
So that movie came out after this. So I wonder.
Oh yeah, way after.
I wonder if right. they took the idea yeah, from it.
Maybe.
At tap class, Monica is standing by the door. The teacher asks if she's in or out. Monica tells her that she's in and drops her bag on the floor and starts dancing her own way. The teacher tells her that she's doing it all wrong. Monica replies that at least she's doing it.
Damn.
Yeah, so now she's doing things that she wouldn't have done otherwise.
On her own.
On her own, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then did you guys notice that when she walked in, she just dropped her bag right in the middle of the doorway?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
It's just like you just... You just walk in and just throw your stuff. Your like nobody else is going to come in and
stomp on it.
It's going to be in the middle of the floor by the end of the day.
People are going to kick it in.
Yeah. Also, now the credit card company is going to be fishy about it. Because like if she's wasting money on her class, you know, same class as the fake Monica.
Yeah. They're going to charge her for everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the airport, they're all there except for Monica, which I found that kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
You would think that Monica would want to be there.
I didn't even notice that she wasn't there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if this is at the same time that she's at her tap class.
Yeah. She'd rather go dancing than send Marcel off.
Marcel off. Yeah. I don't know why they would do that. You would think she would be there because it's her brother and the monkey.
And they act so close with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a rebellious stage right now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Phoebe tells him goodbye and tells him that she wrote him a poem, but he cannot eat it until he gets on the plane. Chandler tells him that there's going to be a lot of babes in San Diego, but remember, there's a lot to learn, so don't settle.
Yeah.
It's Joey's turn to say something, but he tells Ross that he doesn't know what to say because it's a monkey. Ross tells him just to say whatever he feels. Joey then says, Marcel, I'm hungry.
I mean, that's how he feels.
Rachel brings Marcel a teddy bear. She tells him it's something for him to do on the plane. And it was the...
Curious George?
Yeah, the doll that he used before.
Yeah. I don't think she wants it after.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I wouldn't want him anymore. Ross tells everyone... If you could take a moment, just him and Marcel, they all say, oh, sure, absolutely. But then they just stand there. And then they realize what he means and they go to the other side of the room. Ross tells Marcel that there's a couple of things he wants to say. He's really going to miss him. He's never going to forget him. He's more than a pet for him. He tells him that he's been more like a bet. But then Marcel climbs down and starts humping his leg. Mm. He tries to make him stop, but he doesn't. So Ross tells them just to take him away. And Marcel's put in a cage and then they take him.
That sucks. That was like a sad moment for Ross. Like he's trying to tell him like, hey, you're like more than just a pet. You're my best friend. And here he goes humping his leg.
Took his innocence.
Yeah. Took Ross's innocence.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of Marcel right there.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. So is it or is not?
I guess you guys are going to have to watch.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
All right. At the credit scene, at the casting session, some actors acting for a part very badly. The casting director tells him that's fine, and then they ask for the next person to come. Joey walks in, and he tells them that he will be reading for the role of Mercutio. They ask him for his name, and he tells them Holden McGroin.
That's funny. I can't believe you actually said that.
Probably another Chandler move right there.
Yeah, because they didn't show who gave him that
name. I'm pretty sure it was Chandler.
Man, and he said it with like such a straight face, like he didn't know like that.
Like he was just standing straight. Like,
yeah, serious
staring
face.
At him.
Holden McGroin.
Oh. Funny. All right, so we're gonna do our trivia questions, and so we're doing a little bit different. We're doing this a little bit different, Danny, for mm-hmm. you. We did it like this the last episode. We're gonna do it again. This...
I'm currently standing under a bucket of slime, so everybody knows.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't in our house, maybe that we would be able to.
Right, because cleanup would suck.
Yeah. We don't have a cleanup crew
yeah.
to clean our mess. But anyway, we were going to do a little bit different. So you'll see, right. Okay?
I'm ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So our first question. What movie changed the fake Monica's life saying it was so boring?
Dead Poets Society.
I already knew more than this.
When Chandler's stage name for Joey fails, Joey asks Phoebe for her input. What name does she come up with?
Flame Boy.
You sound so weird, like saying it afterwards. After realizing Marcel has reached sexual maturity, Ross has to give him away to a zoo. Which zoo accepts Marcel?
San Diego.
Yep. Well, it's the San Diego Zoo.
Is that how the zoo is actually, they say it in the front?
Have you guys seen the San Diego Zoo?
No.
There's a documentary on Netflix. It's huge.
Really?
It's like Jurassic Park huge.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So the next question. Monica comes back drunk to a concerned Rachel after crashing a what with fake Monica?
Embassy party.
Yeah, an embassy party.
And five, during the credits, Joey, now going as Holden McGroin, is auditioning for the role of what Shakespeare's character?
Mercutio.
Okay, so our next part is you have to finish the line. So I'm going to say the first part of the line and you have to finish it.
Okay.
All right. This is so unfair. She's got everything I want.
Except my mother?
Sort of. Mm. And she doesn't have my mother.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she was going to say, like, but better. I was going to say, like, she has everything.
I want. Better.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Oops. Her mother.
Yeah.
And two, let's just say my Curious George doll.
Isn't so curious? Or?
Oh, yeah. Isn't so curious anymore.
Is no longer curious.
I mean, we almost got it right, right?
But that's not the line.
Oh, we got to say it word for word.
Bar for bar, yeah. Bar for
bar. 3. Wow, what a geek.
They spent $69.95 on the Wonder Mop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Man, I'm glad you said it because I would have said it wrong. I probably would have said it backwards.
You would have rounded up and said $70.
$70.
Yeah, $70.
4. Joey makes me sound like...
About this small?
Oh, yeah, this small with the hand gesture of being small.
No. Oh. I don't know. This big?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Remember? The opposite.
Yeah.
At 5... This is madness. It's madness, I tell you.
I know we went over. I just can't. Like, I know she said it's madness.
Like, for the love of God, don't do it, Monica, or something?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, my God.
It says, for the love of God, Monica, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
You had it backwards.
Oh.
So next time, Mika's got to pay attention to those lines.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's like a little theme here. Lines that I thought are funny. Just FYI.
Okay. And you come up with these yourself?
Yeah. Who else is going to come up with them?
I guess.
Okay. So this is, you know, a very heavy Monica episode. It was about Monica. Mm-hmm. Then we have Ross and Marcel. And then Joey with his name for
names.
but it was mainly Monica. What did you guys think about the episode? Because I'll tell you what it was rated, but you tell me what you guys think.
It wasn't one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I think I mostly skipped this one when it happens. I don't know. It just, this one would seem just like a little like bland.
Eh.
Yeah. Nothing too.
I can't say it was one of my favorites. It was okay. I don't think I would put it on like my top 5.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
definitely not.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this episode was rated at 7.6, which, you know, it's not high at all. Actually, that one was one of the lowest for this season, actually.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, this season.
I could see that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I skipped this one.
Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at all the other ones before that and the ones after. This one is the lowest rated one for season one.
Wow.
So I guess you are right. Like, why, you know, there must be something that a lot of other people probably agree with you that it's really not one of their best, especially for this first season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with it. I didn't hate it. There's a lot of funny lines, but yeah, obviously it's not one of the best ones.
Yeah, Monica was the main point, but I mean.
But for you, you think it should have been like about the monkey?
Yeah,
right.
The monkey leaving.
Yeah.
And that should have been a smaller story.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have done that.
It might have been better.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
But then like, how much can you say about a monkey? More on like that one guy that wanted to take him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much can you say really about somebody sending your credit card and they made it into a story? I'm sure they could have made something.
Yeah, I guess so. This concludes episode 21 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 22, called The One with the Ick Factor. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at @let's_talk_friends24.
Thank you, Danny, for coming in. It's so sad that Brenda can't be here.
Yeah, but she'll be here on the next ones sometime soon.
Very nice.
Yeah. But thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.